The official Taylor Swift online store is chock-a-block with earrings, hoodies, vinyl, and other merchandise promoting the star's latest record-breaking album, The Tortured Poets Department. Well, there's also a parallel industry devoted to selling crafty products inspired by Swift's music and style. And as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, it's thriving.
Fewer than 2,000 people live in Sparta, North Carolina. But the tiny town has a social media star whose videos have each been viewed hundreds of thousands of times on TikTok.
We've made soaps inspired by all of Taylor Swift's albums. So, of course, we're excited to introduce this one, Tortured Poet.
In this video, Dwayne Swank wears a beard, beret, and Tortured Poets Department t-shirt. He's the spokesperson for his family-run soap and candle business, the Sparta Candle Company, and a big Swiftie. He's showing off a soap in the shape of a cup of Earl Grey tea. It comes with a detachable saucer.
This soap has notes of black tea, bergamot, and lemon. It's a perfectly moody scent to pair with Taylor's incredible new album.
Dwayne Swank's daughter, Jennifer Swank, is the company's founder and CEO.
I've kind of grown up with Taylor Swift. She's gotten me through a lot of difficult times, and I'm a huge fan.
For a while before the album dropped, Jennifer Swank was hunting for hints about it. When she browsed through the upcoming song titles, she saw one called So Long London.
So long London.
London? Poetry? These hints gave Swank an idea.
I felt like poetry goes hand in hand with having a cup of tea.
Taylor Swift's music evokes fanciful forms and scents for Swank, but Ashley Kaiser is thinking in colours. Her company, Sorella Yarn, has created a line inspired by Swift's Eras tour, in which the pop star performs songs from her entire catalogue.
Something that is more of a love song, like the Lover era. Those were very light, very pastel, very kind of ethereal colours. While the Evermore era got darker, more moody, more complicated colors.
Gray November, I've been down since July.
Kaiser says she loves the way Taylor Swift inspires a sort of virtuous circle of creativity in her fans.
There were customers of ours who were buying the yarn that was inspired by the tour, and then they were going and knitting a sweater or a top.
These crafters were then showing off their Swiftie knits at Eras Tour concerts.
So it's like the music informs the yarn, which informs the project, and it just keeps going.
I mean, talk about bringing people together and talk about really amplifying creativity.
That's Dana Isom-Johnson. She's the trend expert for Etsy. The online marketplace is a magnet for Swifties.
Make the friendship.
Johnson says this lyric from Swift's 2022 song, You're On Your Own, Kid, created an unprecedented demand for friendship bracelets on Etsy. The company saw a similar spike after Swift wore an unusual choker necklace at this year's Grammys. And Johnson says this latest album, with its references to poetry,
You're not Dylan Thomas, I'm not Patti Smith,
has been turning Swifties into wannabe poets. Suddenly everyone wants a blank journal.
A 727% increase in searches on Etsy for poetry-related items.
Swift herself seems to embrace her fans' creativity. She's been known to send notes and even homemade gifts to creative superfans. Here she is in a 2012 video for Vivo Music Network.
They are constantly just showing me love in different ways, and I really appreciate it.
University of Pennsylvania law professor Jennifer Rothman says Swift's attitude makes good business sense.
Taylor Swift only benefits, I think, from having all this fan enthusiasm.
Rothman says most of these small-scale, highly creative riffs on the artist's life and work often don't significantly impinge upon Swift's brand or bottom line.
If anything, boosts it by boosting the positive feelings around her.
The music industry trade publication Pollstar estimates Swift grossed close to $200 million in authorized merchandise sales last year. Fans are still happy to wait in line for hours to get their official Tortured Poets Department sweatshirts. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.